Yo, 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 what's up, people? Mark Savant here. Welcome back to After Hours Entrepreneur. Woo, I hope you had a great Easter. There's just so many great things coming. I got another quick solo check-in with you today. I've got about four or five interviews lined up this week. I'm not going to spoil it. I've got some big guests coming on the show, and we're going to be coming on to talk about AI and how it's transforming their business, which I keep talking about AI because I feel like it's the most important technology of our lifetime, And it's going to just change everything from the way you order groceries, to the way you make money for your business, to whether or not you can raise a business or be an employee. Everything's going to change. And obviously, I talk a lot about that. I'm going to continue to talk about that. But today, I want to continue that conversation on last week's episode, Get Focused. Get Focused. Because I definitely agree, and I've heard this time and time again, that the more focused you are on a particular project, the more clear your messaging becomes. The better your offer becomes, the better your customer service attends, the more people can share what you're doing. You know, one of the issues with social media is if you're trying to promote too many things at once, it all just becomes a mishmash and a blob. So being focused on promoting one thing, I think, is what's going to get you the best result. And I've been, gosh, it's like every day when I think I've made up my mind on where I want to spend my focus, something happens or someone reaches out with another opportunity and I'm like, wow, This is crazy. And you know what's interesting, over the past few years, as I've built up this podcast agency and my AI education platform, is, you know, for a long time, people would say stuff like, Mark, I like what you're doing. Mark, that looks cool. You know, kind of like that. But now it's starting to shift into a place where people are like, hey, Mark, I want you to help me with this, right? It's moved from the, like, I recognize what you're doing to, can you be involved in what I'm doing? And, you know, on one hand, that's empowering, but on the second hand, it brings on its own challenges because I've had to learn how to say no quite a bit. In order to say no, being clear on your focus is really important. If you're not clear on where you're going, all of a sudden you start saying yes to everything and it's going to dilute efficiency. And I could go deep into that, but what I want to do kind of is kind of continue where a conversation started. You know, it was Easter week. Didn't work a ton, but I was being very reflective, praying, talking to people, writing down notes, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Where do I want my focus to be? And here's kind of where I've landed. I've got this AI education platform, YouTube, newsletter, mastermind group, and honestly, it's great. I think that the potential is infinite. The potential is infinite. You know, when my podcast agency only is useful for, let's say, 1% of the population, the AI education is basically 100% of the population. It's going to impact everyone. And, you know, obviously there's sub niches down there, but you get the point. It impacts everybody. Not everybody wants to be a podcast, but everybody wants to use AI and technology in their business to get a competitive advantage. And that's, I think, a place where I'm uniquely positioned to help. But regardless, you know, if I was to just turn all of my attention onto this AI education business, everything else I'm doing is going to crumble. I'm not in a position now where I can be 100% focused. If I did that, it's not time. And so where that led me is this place where I said, well, I need to build it in a way that it is self-sufficient, right? The podcast agency needs to be self-sufficient. It needs to be a business that can stand without me being the centerpiece. And so I've taken a few actions to try and get there, one of which is to empowering my management structure, empowering a manager, getting someone who can really crush it, improving the customer service systems and communication, and starting to actually implement a sales system where I know we can get leads, I know we can get sales outside of Mark. And it also requires a rebranding. You know, it's not going to be Mark Savant Media anymore because I don't want it to be totally reliant on the Mark Savant brand, right? I still feel I'll play a major part in it. I love all my clients. I want to see them thrive. And I want to build the business in a way that's going to achieve that while also helping me to impact the world. Where, you know, this is another question I asked myself. Where should I be? Where is my position where I can create the most impact on this earth, where I can change the most lives possible? And, you know, part of what I do here through this this is my podcast, After Hours Entrepreneur. It's a free offer. It's just dumping it all out on the table. But, you know, I feel like helping people adopt these AI tools is something I feel led and compelled to do. And, you know, if you haven't heard this before, I started using AI in my business about 16 months ago, 17 months ago. And then 3 months later, I quit my day job. That is what it does. That's what AI can do. It's a game changer. So where I've landed on is spending 80% of my effort and my time on building out the podcast agency. I've already made some commitments. I made a commitment to myself and to some agents that I'm in a mastermind with that, hey, over the next quarter, over quarter two, I'm really going to focus on building out my email systems, email automations, email sequences, lead gen. That has got to be a priority one, because without that influx into the agency, it just won't survive. And I want to survive because I think it's a great business. I've got some great team members. I've got some great clients. I think we can do more for more people. Okay. I'm saying 80% of my intention is going to go there. And the remaining 20% is going to kind of maintain what's going on with the AI agency. Now, another thing that I kind of mentioned earlier in the year and started to get focused on is this concept of who, not how. And what that means is it's not enough to understand what you want to do, but it's also surrounding yourself with the right people. It's surrounding yourself with the people that are going to help facilitate that. And so I think I've got a great manager. Shout out to James over at Mark Savant Media, my podcast agency. But I've also had this unique opportunity to team up with someone who I think is a perfect newsletter writer. This guy has worked for Agora. He's been writing newsletters for years, very experienced. And he also happens to work at Google on the Gemini AI project. So he's in the weeds on AI, and he really knows newsletter writing. And for me to come back and say, hey, I'm going to put this on pause, I'm going to focus on this, to me, would be a missed opportunity. And, you know, opportunities don't come around all the time. So what I basically said to him is, hey, listen, for the next 90 days, for quarter two, let's work on this thing. I'm going to support you. I'm going to contribute to you. Let's keep using AI. All the AI that we're learning about, I'm going to test it in my podcast agency and vice versa. Let's share it out. Let's start educating people. Let's get people on board. We'll share it on YouTube. We'll share it in the podcast here. We're going to share it with clients. We're going to share it in the mastermind group. We're going to share those tools out and prepare, because where I see myself going, where my vision, where my goal would be, is that within 12 months, the podcast agency is fully self-sufficient. Okay, maybe I spend a few hours in there a month, you know, we'll call it 4 hours a month. I spend kind of filling in the blanks and stuff like that. But the podcast agency is self-sufficient. It's running. It's branded outside me. And then I can focus my attention on helping people adapt AI into their businesses, into their daily life, because that, my friends, is the biggest, it's the biggest transformation that people need to make that aren't making. It's very, very dangerous to be, it's very, very dangerous to not be paying attention to AI and actually testing it and using it. So that's where I've ended up. I just wanted to kind of share my thought process and where I'm at today, and it's going to continue to evolve. Listen, thanks for subscribing. Hit me up with an email if this really speaks to you. If you're at a crossroads, please send me an email. Please send me an email. Mark@marksavantmedia.com. In the meantime, go out, crush it. I'll catch you next time. All right, peace.